Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, it's time to go shopping for gifts. And particularly, you got to remember people like your boss. And yeah. Also some of your really close neighbors and people have helped you over the year. And you may want to spend a little bit more for these gifts, but you don't necessarily want to break the bank.
Yeah, you don't need to break the bank. I mean, I wanted to suggest some high-quality gift wines. In this case, well, we're talking over $25, but under 50.
Okay.
So it's still on the reasonable side. Unless you feel the need to really impress with an expensive label, I assure you there are lots of options.
Oh, yeah.
For high-quality, impressive wines that are still pretty good relative values. Here are a couple that I tried and liked. From the Loire Valley, a 2020 Puy Fumé produced by Cordy Artisan and called Silex. This is 100% Sauvignon Blanc and will sell for about $45. This property has been under vine for over 300 years. And the Silex is from a single 10-acre plot. It's pale gold, features aromas of herbs, lime zest, and citrus. And on the palate, there's a well-rounded citrus. The wine is juicy and fresh and finishes with a racy minerality and crispness. This is a pleasingly generous Puy Fumé. I enjoyed it immensely.
I'm familiar with it. It's a fabulous wine.
It's really good. Bordeaux is always a good gift wine, and the 2018 Chateau Lusseau from the Graves region is a good option for sure. It's a blend of 55% Merlot, 35% Cab Sauvignon, and 10% Malbec. And the wine is deep garnet with opulent classic aromas of black fruit, cedar, tobacco, and spice. At 14.5%, the wine is very full on the palate with surprisingly supple tannin, pleasingly spice, and a pleasing spicy finish. This is classy and elegant red, and at $37.99, I think a really good value.
That is good value.
So if you're looking for a big red, check out Les Eaux de Barville, Chateauneuf de Pape from 2019. This is a producer called Brott, B-R-O-T-T-E. We're going to put all these on the website. This blend of 70% Grenache, 15% Mourvèdre, and 15% Syrah is deeply concentrated, lush and layered wine, flavors and aromas of plum, blackberry, tobacco, garrigue, with notes of cocoa and leather, full-bodied with well-integrated tannins. This packs intensity while being supple at the same time. Good value at $38.99.
That is very, very good.
And finally, not to leave California completely out, and because this is sort of a warm spot in both of our hearts, the Paul Dolan Mendocino Zinfandel from 2021. This is a stunningly well-balanced Zinfandel, deep purple with big cherry berry flavors, a touch of vanilla oak, notes of spice, and there's almost like a praline or a sort of a roast pecan little note that pops through in the finish. Really enjoyable, and I think a pretty good value. It's going to be somewhere between $25 and $31.
Oh, I'll buy some.
Yeah.
That's
anyway,
great.
So here are four options for gifts. As I said, we'll put them on the website. Happy shopping for the holidays, folks. If I have to pick a wine of the week, I would probably go with the Chateauneuf du Pape just because I like Chateauneuf du Pape.
Well, it can be a tremendously impressive wine, and it sounds like this one was.
It was.
And suitable for cellaring, aging.
Yep.
And we are going to put all of these on the website. Go to WYPR.org and navigate to Seller Notes, and you'll find this week's program, and you can print out our recommendations, use it as a shopping list, and go out and have some fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.